Hello. Welcome to Lugano Peakhurst Uniting Church online worship today, this Sunday, the 29th of August, 2021. I'm Alan Finlay. I'm a member of Lugano Peakhurst Uniting, and I'll be conducting today's worship service for our minister. The theme today is don't just talk the talk, but also walk the walk. There's a lot of anger in the world today. And I will talk about that and another important verse in today's reading, which is James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. The whole Bible reading is James 1:17-27. Read some verses from Psalm 34. I'll extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glory the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Let us pray. Almighty God, we praise your holy name and praise you for your creation and for the wonders and miracles you have performed. Merciful Lord, over the past week there have been times when we have said or done the wrong thing in your eyes. And if we have not confessed those to you already, we do so now. And we ask for your forgiveness and we ask for your Holy Spirit to help us turn away from our wrongdoing and give us clean hearts to worship you with all our being. We come also with hearts of thanksgiving today. In a time when life is so stressful for so many, with lockdowns, job losses and the constant threat of contracting a deadly virus, it can seem hard to count the many blessings you grant to us each day. But today we are alive, and most of us, since we're watching this, have probably had food to eat and clothes to wear and the means to contact family and friends. We ask for your mercy at this time of trial and ask for your Holy Spirit to help us to persevere in our faith. Loving Lord, we pray to experience the fellowship and guidance of your Holy Spirit. Grant us wisdom and give us an understanding of your word and from that to learn and understand your will for our lives and for your Holy Spirit to deepen our commitment to you and to help us remain faithful in these challenging days. Amen. Let us worship and praise God by singing, since you're at home, the first song, Speak, O Lord.
on the phone right now, but maybe I just don't want to. Just kidding. Leave a message.
Taylor, hey, it's me, Trevor. I'm outside the concert, wondering where you're at. I think I'm in the right spot, and I think it's already started, and I was... Hello? Hello?
Can't get on the phone right now, but maybe I just don't want to. Just kidding, leave a message.
Hey, your voicemail cut me off. So what I was saying was I'm outside...
Can't get on the phone right now, but maybe I just don't want to. Just kidding, leave a message.
Okay, I'll talk faster for whatever reason.
Can't get on the phone right now, but maybe I just don't want to. Just kidding, leave a message.
Funniest thing, keeps cutting me off. Gah!
Can't get on the phone right now.
You're killing me! Hey, I'll talk really, really fast because for whatever reason your little voicemail message thingy keeps cutting me off. Maybe it's because you have a cheap phone. Yeah, I said it. Hey, look, I see the writing on the wall. I am here, you invited me, and I'm standing out here like some dork waiting for you, huh? I got stood up by a buddy. What is that about? This is so you. This is so high school all over again. You get some more important friends, and me, I'm left like some chump. You have bad breath. Has anyone in your life ever told you that? It stinks. And you will not have me, Mr. Trevor, to kick around anymore. Do you hear me? No more. Bro.
Mailbox is full.
Full of that. Hey,
I'm sorry I'm late. I tried to call you, but my phone's checked out. Anyway, the reason I'm late is I ran into this guy who sold us tickets. You're gonna love this, okay? Get this. Box seats, all you can eat food, the best seats in the house. And the best part? My treat. I mean, think about it. You're my best buddy, right? I mean, what better way to say thank you than these?
Hang on, I was expecting a call. Let's take just a minute.
Oh, it's a message from you.
Another one? Another one?
When I told my wife that I was going to be bringing today's message from the book of James and that he talks about anger, she said, I see you're talking from experience then. I'm going to look at two things today from today's reading, one being anger and the other being exhorted to act on Jesus' teaching. Anger is only one example of what he talks about in today's passage, but let's start there. I've pretty much stopped watching the daily COVID updates and the nightly news because I get angry. I get angry at the way reporters play on our emotions by their tone and by their questions, incessantly pointing the finger of blame every day and trying to get us riled up about the state of affairs. I get angry when they keep showing us footage of the angry protester because anger begets anger. So why do people get angry? Well, many people get easily angered when they're frustrated, when they're already feeling negative feelings. Anger can be caused by hunger, stress, nervousness, sadness, fatigue, illness, even boredom. And anger is a natural emotion. A person is also more likely to become angry if the situation is perceived to be unjust or unfair. If it's seen to be preventable or intentional, if it seemed to be somebody else's fault, or even if just if one feels insulted. What I see from the news and from anti-vaxxers and anti-mask protesters is that they are selfish. They don't want to be told what to do because it makes things hard for them and interferes with their pleasure and their hedonistic lifestyle. They don't care or they don't believe or they don't understand the seriousness of our current situation. They don't see or care how their selfishness can cause death of others in our community in which they live. To me, it's the very antithesis of the Anzac spirit, the spirit of selflessness and self-sacrifice. And they've no concept of what happened 100 years ago when, worldwide, a pandemic killed between 30 and 50 million people. In Australia, about 40% of the population back then, about 2 of the 5 million people, caught the flu and about 15,000 died from it. Now, anger is a natural emotion, but it causes your body to release adrenaline, your muscles tighten up, your heart rate goes up, your blood pressure increases, and you don't want to keep that up for too long. So why do I get angry? And is anger always a bad thing? Listen closely when Graham reads the Bible to us later.
Good morning. My name's Kerry, and I'm here to lead us in prayers for others this morning. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that we're able to meet today, albeit online, in order to praise and worship you, to learn more of you, and to prayerfully thank you for our blessings, and ask you for healing, strength, and support for ourselves and others. Lord, you know how this COVID-19 pandemic has affected everyone throughout the whole world. We thank you for blessings so far received, and we ask for your help and support with various challenges being experienced by all of us. You know those of us who need healing, those struggling mentally and spiritually, and you are also aware of people who feel isolated from family members and friends, especially any who are grieving. We pray for our leaders, our Prime Minister and his Cabinet, our Premier and her government, our local officials, police, Defence Force members, and all those who work to care for sick, aged and disabled. Lord, please give them wisdom and discernment in all they do. Father, many places around the world are dealing with extreme weather events, earthquakes, the pandemic, and political unrest. We pray for all people in these situations, and we especially pray for the people in and from Afghanistan who are in real turmoil. May all these people be aware of your presence and peace. On a local front, we thank you for the care given to us at Lugano Peacoast Uniting Church by Ilung and his family, our church council being led by Pamela. And we give thanks and pray for Natalie, Jan, Sharon, Naomi and Beryl. We also pray for a blessing on the crew of HMAS Parramatta, who are feeling frustrated at being prevented from returning to their homes and families. We ask for your comfort and peace at this difficult time. Lord, we give you thanks for answered prayers in recent weeks. We continue to pray for Coral Martin, for Carolina's son, for Naomi's friend, for one of our SRE teachers, John, and for Keith Greenan. May they all know your peace and strength. As we embark on a new week, Lord, we thank you for your love and constant care for us, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ.
Hi-ho, everybody. My name's Graham, and today I'm going to bring you your Bible reading. The Bible reading today comes from James 1, 17 to 27. It's a good one, so listen up. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all the moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Are you with me? Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves righteous and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. This is the word of the Lord. And they all said, thanks be to God.
Thank you, Graham. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16, 17 that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness. I believe that's the intention James had in mind in writing this letter. He exhorts his readers to live righteous lives. In verse 22, he says to us to not just listen to the word, but to do what it says. Now, about the book or letter of James. It's believed to be a circular letter, one that does the rounds, not just to an individual or one group of people. The letter starts, verse 1, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered among the nations, greetings. So he's written it to all Jewish Christians throughout the Roman world. James, the brother of Jesus, of all the James mentioned in the Bible, is the likely author. He came to be the major leader in the Jerusalem church by about 50 CE. And he's believed by the early church to be the one who wrote this, probably between 40 and 50 CE. The book is only 5 chapters. And it contains more references to the teaching of Jesus per page than any other letter in the New Testament. not by direct quote necessarily, but more in the phrases and the ideas of Jesus. You might like to compare what James writes to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapters 5 to 7. So that's some background to the letter of James. Now to answer the question as to why I get angry watching the news. I'm a chaplain to paramedics, and I see the fatigue and the stress and the anger in our paramedics. I also see that in other health workers, in teachers and in police who serve our community. I fear for their physical and mental health during this pandemic. I get angry at the people who live in our community who are so selfish that they don't care about the well-being of others in our community. And they are spreading this deadly virus. I suggested that you listen closely when Graham read the Bible today, because James wrote verse 20, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Which begs the question, did Jesus ever get angry? We read in Mark 3:5, he looked around them in anger and, deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out and his hand was completely restored. The best known example is his response to those making a profit for themselves in the temple. In John 2:14-16, we read, in the temple courts he found people selling cattle, sheep and doves, others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle, and he scattered the coins of the money changers and he overturned their tables. Why was Jesus angry? Well, in the first example, because the teachers of the law and the Pharisees put extra burdens on the people. They thought that healing somebody on the Sabbath day was work and that would be breaking their law. In the second example, instead of treating God with respect by treating the temple as a house of prayer, they were using it to make money for themselves. Did Jesus hurt anybody when he was angry? No. No, turning over a few tables and sending some money in animal scattering wasn't physically hurting anybody. Although there's many jokes on social media about Jesus making a whip, I can think of three reasons why he might have done that. One, it is certainly a threatening move, one which would show his seriousness. Two, it gives Jesus time to calm down before acting. When I was a kid and I'd get angry, my mum would say, stop and count to 10 before doing anything rash. Thirdly, many years ago I used to teach paramedics, and we would tell an old story about an ambulance officer who would rock up to a large incident and he'd get out of the car. There might be a lot of people hurt. As he got out of the ambulance, he'd actually roll a cigarette and then stick it behind his ear before going into the scene. I don't know if that was based on a true story or not, but the point we were making when we used it as a teaching point was, before you go into any scene, take a good look around and assess it for danger. Take in what's going on and decide where you're going to start. We didn't advocate smoking. Maybe Jesus fashioned a whip to give himself time to assess where he could make the most impact. John never said he used the whip, and the other Gospels never mentioned the whip. It may have just been to make a lot of noise to scatter the animals. So yes, there were times when Jesus was angry, but he didn't sin. In Hebrews chapter 4:15, we read, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathise with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. There's times when a person can be angry, and with good reason. In the case of Jesus, his anger was the result of ungodly attitudes and actions. Anger because you do not get your own way in a situation is human anger and does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Advice from Paul to the Ephesians in 4:26 was, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. We must act appropriately when we're angry. Jesus healed a man, even when he was angry, showing that we're called to do good, even when we're upset. And anger is only a small part of what James was addressing in this passage today. The wider issue, as I see it, is stated in verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Some have argued that Paul and James disagreed on the fundamental issue of whether we're saved by grace and not by works, Paul, or what good is faith without deeds, James. What are we to make of this? Well, here are some of Paul's arguments. Paul tells the Ephesians in chapter 2, "For it is by grace that you've been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works." To the Galatians he wrote, "Know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ." To the Romans he wrote, "We maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law." We cannot earn our way into heaven by doing things in order to be saved. Paul was mostly referring to obeying the law of Moses, upon which the teachers of the law had added extra burdens. John wrote in the most famous verse, 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Luke wrote in Acts 16, "They replied, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved, you and your household.'" However, James wrote in chapter 2, What good is it if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, "Go in peace and keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? He also wrote in chapter 2:24, "You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone." Puzzling, isn't it? In John 14, we read that Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing. If you love me, keep my commands. If anyone loves me, they will obey my teaching." In the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapters 5 to 7, we read, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." And he said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built on the rock." One of the most famous stories that we read in Matthew chapter 25 is about the sheep and the goats. Those of you who are brought up in a church will be familiar with it, and if you haven't, I suggest you have a look at Matthew 25. "When the Son of Man comes, he will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He'll put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. And then the king will say, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. And I was in prison and you came to visit me.'" Paul was saying you can't do good deeds or good works or works of the law to earn your way into heaven. James was saying if you believe Jesus, good deeds must follow. Those are not contradictory. And James did believe that it was through faith that we're saved. In James 2:5, he wrote, "Has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and inherit the kingdom?" And he wrote in James 5:15, "And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and if they have sinned, they'll be forgiven." Just as Paul believed that following Christ should lead to doing good works. In Romans 2, verses 6 to 8, he wrote, "God will repay each person according to what they have done, to those who by persistence in doing good will have eternal life." And he wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:18, "Command them to do good, to be rich in faith, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share." He wrote to the Ephesians, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works." Summing up, I've never seen this whole world so angry as I have during this pandemic. And I really encourage all of us to be aware, if we feel anger building up within ourselves in these trying times, to pause and consider how we will respond and react, and work on becoming more like Jesus. Think about the verse, James 1:22, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." We're not meant to just talk the talk. We are also meant to walk the walk. Amen. Let us worship God now by singing the second song, "Live for the Kingdom." I also have some announcements to make this morning. Next week we'll be having communion at home. So on next Sunday the 5th, if you want, prepare before you sit down to watch the streamed service. Prepare your communion with bread and grape juice. If you don't have bread, perhaps crackers. If you don't have grape juice, some other juice or water or wine. And I have an announcement to make about mainly music. Last Monday there was a Zoom meeting catch-up for the mainly music families, and about 10 families joined in that. And there was also a quick session of singing songs and a story time. And it was great to see grandparents and parents with the kids and share how they're getting on. There'll be another Zoom meeting tomorrow morning, 30th of August at 10:30, and the details are on the screen there, or you can always contact Natalie to find out the details. Today we're having our Zoom trivia, which was advertised last week. So this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we'll be doing Zoom trivia. You'll need a pen and paper, and join us for that. There will be prizes, so it's going to be fun, and it's not too late to join. You can always contact Ilung with the details that are there to find out how to join that Zoom trivia afternoon. If you have any prayer requests, please send them along to our prayer team. Beryl Buell and Ilung's details are on the screen. And we would love to pray for you and support you. Zoom fellowship today, after this service, at 11 o'clock online. The meeting ID is there. And, yeah, please join us for some social interaction and a time of fellowship. Thank you. And now the blessing. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loves us, and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Amen. Hope you have a blessed day and a blessed week, and we'll see you next week.
I got no worries. Me.